mom and dad, mom would always come to the hotel, like on a Saturday night, and dad was up in the showroom.
You want
to
watch,
you know,
it.
And and they would always go out afterwards, and they'd always go out with some of the entertainers, because most of the entertainers, Pearl Bailey is a prime example, and I love this story because your mom would tell this story so beautifully. But in the Flamingo, there was a beautiful stairway, red carpet stairway, uh-huh, that led to the showroom. And my mother-in-law, God bless her, was 4'11 on a good day. And Pearl Bailey was quite a bit, you know, larger than my mother-in-law. And, of course, Pearl Bailey's husband,
Louis Basil,
was not African-American. He was Caucasian. And, of course, he could go anywhere, but, of course, she couldn't. So one Saturday night,
one of the great drummers,
yes,
of the year.
So one Saturday night, mom had gone up to the hotel, and they were all going to go to the Moulin Rouge after, which is about the only place you could co-mingle in those days. And so they, mom and Pearl Bailey decided that they were going to walk down the stairs into the casino. But before they were going to be so bold as to walk down the stairs in the casino, Pearl Bailey put her beautiful long mink coat on my mother-in-law, which pretty much trailed about 3 to 4 feet behind her because she was so short. And arm in arm, her and Pearl Bailey marched down these steps, and every head in the casino turned because they were absolutely shocked that anyone had the nerve to actually do that, because it was unheard of and it wasn't allowed. But they didn't care. They were pretty bold.
What a spectacular image that is. What do you know what